I am in no way any type of visionary. I just had a huge headache and I couldn't sleep at night. And I was really, really, really concerned. I just needed to solve my own problem. But when I solved it for myself, it became apparent after the fact, hey, if I've got this problem, every other property management company, facility manager, real estate agent, everybody else, they got the same problem.
All right, welcome back to the Pursuit of Profit podcast. Today's guest is disrupting one of the most overlooked yet essential sectors in America, property maintenance. Jess Love, founder of Home Smiles, didn't just identify a pain point. He solved it with surgical precision. As a real estate attorney and investor, Jess was tired of juggling multiple vendors, invoices, and timelines just to maintain his many properties. So he created the solution he couldn't find, a one-click bundled service model that handles 18 essential home and property maintenance tasks in under 2 hours. Think of it as Jiffy Lube meets property upkeep, efficient, streamlined, and necessary for every rooftop in America. Home Smiles is now a first-to-market Blue Ocean franchise with over 150 territories awarded, serving homeowners, property managers, real estate agents, HOAs, and commercial buildings from literally coast to coast. With a 90-plus percent client reorder rate, recession-proof demand, and no competition model, Jess has built something rare, a business that's both scalable and very sticky. He's giving franchisees the opportunity to run a low-overhead, recurring revenue machine without swinging a single hammer. If you've ever wondered what it takes to create a category-defining brand in an unsexy but essential industry, or how to turn a personal pain point into a national franchise success story, this conversation is absolutely for you. Let's get into it with Jess Love of Home Smiles. So Jess, you built Home Smiles. This brand was not built from theory or on a napkin, but from necessity, right? So can you take us back to the moment when you realized that traditional property maintenance was broken? And what gave you the conviction to believe that you could build a better national solution to what we've been doing for decades?
Absolutely. So in order to understand the origination of Home Smiles, kind of have to set the table a little bit with background, my background, 20 plus year real estate attorney, represented, you know, hundreds if not thousands of clients over the years in the context of real estate ownership. And while I was doing that, I was also buying properties myself and building my own real estate portfolio. And as a practicing attorney, I saw just every year dozens of cases arising from liability against either property owners, property managers, facilities managers, real estate agents. And over the years, it just escalated. It just got worse and worse and worse. And it got to the point where, as an attorney looking out for my clients and caring about them, also as a real estate principal owning property, as a effectively a property manager managing property, and then just really at the end of the day, just as a human being and caring about people getting hurt, it got to the point where I literally couldn't sleep at night. Because these cases, when they arise, they're what attorneys call company killers, right? If you've got a property management company, let's just use an example. You've got a property management company and you don't check the carbon and smoke alarms on an annual basis, and there is a fire or a carbon event, and if somebody dies, it's a 20-plus million dollar case every day of the week, twice on Tuesday. So if you've got a property management company, you used to be able to insure to that amount. I would say is the fairest way of saying it. You used to be able to have your primary CGL, commercial general liability. And then on top of that, you would have excess policies. Today, it's really difficult to even get to that amount. So what happens is if you have one of those cases, it's a company killer. It's going to take the company down. It's going to take the principals down. It's going to take everything that they own. And so if you flip the switch and you think about me as a property owner, you know, we had myself and my partner had at that time, we had hundreds of units in Silicon Valley under ownership. And that's why I couldn't sleep at night, right? And so, you know, feather into all of this, I also had a case where in an apartment building, a little girl got burned, and I'm not going to get too deep into the weeds on that, but it just, I remember just rocking back in my chair and saying, like, God, there is this got to be a better way. And really where it, I would say the primordial soup that it really arose out of was at right about the same time I took my car, you know, the oil change light came on. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I took my car to oil changers. I got the oil change. And I'm sitting there and the guy comes up. I went in there just to make that little red light go away. That's it, right? And the guy comes up and he says, hey, I'm looking here at the computer. And it says that your car also needs an air filter change, a transmission fluid, you know, touch up. We got to look at the differential on the back. You know, we'll check the brake fluid, air filter change, all this other sort of stuff. So I go in there for an oil change and for $79, and I end up leaving with all this other stuff for, you know, $250. But I didn't even hesitate. I didn't even think about it, right? And the reason why was really I wanted my car to, you know, I wanted to avoid deferred maintenance and I wanted my car to be safe, right? So that was the primordial soup that Home Smiles kind of arose out of. And so at right about this time, long story short, getting to the point where I can't sleep at night, this is just driving me crazy, trying to stay on top of all of these things. I went into my office one Saturday and I said, I'm just going to make a list of everything that's got to get done on the properties that we own every year in order to avoid two things. Number one, in order to avoid deferred maintenance, and two, to keep the occupants safe. If I did those two things, then I knew that the end result would be an avoidance of litigation and or liability. And so at the time, it came out to be about 13, 14 things. Now, most of these things, I would say, come from experience from management and ownership. I mean, everybody is aware of a couple of them, right? Everybody's aware, hey, I need to clean my gutters. I need to check my carbon and smoke alarms. Some people are aware that they need to clean their dryer vent, but not everybody. But that's just three or four. You layer on top of that about another 14 things that can cause liability and cause injury to people or can cause you to have to write big checks. And that's how you get to the list that Home Smiles is today. And the, you know, at its core, the Home Smiles, the concept is to provide a comprehensive plan for home maintenance. So you as the homeowner or you as the property owner don't have to worry about these things. We're the experts. We come in and tell you, these are the things you need to do, because if you don't do them, then you're going to have trouble down the road.
Absolutely. I love that backstory. You've heard from some incredible franchise brands right here on the podcast. If you're sitting there wondering which opportunity might be the right fit for you, we're here to help. At Frenosity, we offer free consulting services to aspiring small business owners just like you. We'll guide you through a focused, strategic process to help you identify the best franchise match. Call or text us at 561-277-3710. Or visit us on the web at frenosity.com. That's FRANOCITY.com. We look forward to working with you. So I'm happy you're here because you've taken all that intellectual property, right? And you doubled down into a brand that, look, cleaning gutters is cool. Is it as noble as saving lives? No. The fact that you're making sure that there are batteries in all these devices, 50,000 people a year go to the ER just for carbon monoxide exposure. That doesn't include the deaths because they don't make it to the ER, right? Even dryer vents, say what you want to say. I was thinking about with your brand before I joined the call, I'm going, because I'm always doing something in my house, right? Big house, a lot of shit goes on, you know, four air conditioning systems. There's a lot that happens here. Plus I have investment properties. And I'm like, wait a minute. When I call someone, let's just call it gutter cleaning. They're like, all right, you know, there's a minimum trip fee. And then I call the next guy and he tells me there's a $100 trip fee, a $75 trip fee. And I'm going, wait a second. Stop me if I'm wrong, because I don't know that this is a true statement. Are you telling me that if I hired your brand to do six things, I'll exaggerate, six things, can I get those six services for less than the collective six people who specialize in each one of those areas?
Oh, by far. We actually, use an independent third-party kind of verification site that's called, when we're talking with our franchisees and we're during training, called HomeWise. And what HomeWise does is it will give you the price that you should be paying for a certain service in your area. So you can go to HomeWise and you can put in your house and you can say, I live here within this zip code and I have this size of home, this much for gutter cleaning, window cleaning, pressure washing, dryer vent cleaning, whatever it turns out to be. And it will tell you what you should be paying in your area, right? Because gutter cleaning in Beverly Hills is going to be a little bit more than gutter cleaning in other areas of the country, right? And so, but what we have found is literally that when you put everything in, or if you just put anything, if you just put in those six services that you inquired about, it's going to be about, I mean, we always beat all of the aggregation by at least 50%. So wow. If it's going to be 1,000 for everybody else, it's going to be 500 for us. And the real big piece of that, I would say, is not just the fact that we're avoiding the trip fees and we're avoiding, really the main aspect is the aggregation and the tooling and the training, right? So everything that we do, we are looking to save time on job in every single service sector that we service. So we're not cleaning windows with the squeegees. We're using deionized window cleaning machines. We're not cleaning gutters by hand. We're using large vacuum systems. We're not pressure washing with wands. I mean, there's applications for that, but for large pressure washing applications, we're using the big circular water horses, and I could go on and on and on. So that's the main reason for it. We can come and do a full and complete home service on your average 2,500 square foot home, 18 services all bundled together, approximately $500 and change in less than 2 hours.
Wow, that's wild. That is not just money savings. That's utility save. That's time. That's my time. I don't have to deal with crews and appointments and they're late. I like that a lot.
Well, I'll tell you, people love it. I mean, when people will call up and say, they'll call the sales center. So we have sales centers, you know, they'll call the sales center and say, hey, I'm just looking for gutter cleaning. And we'll say, fantastic. We have this seasonal offer right now and it includes gutter cleaning and window cleaning and a dryer vent cleaning as well. And, you know, for that package, it could be this. And if you're interested in that, we also just have our complete home care. And that is 18 services for this price. When people order that and we come out and we roll through, I'm giving you the abbreviated version, but we roll through, like I said, 2,500 square foot home, 18 services performed under 2 hours, about $500 and change. And we leave and people, the look on their faces of just absolute relief that I never, literally, the penny drops for them that I never have to worry about my home maintenance ever again. And as we're rolling, they're like, hey, because we tell them, you know, you'll get an automatic email next year, you know, to re-up for the service. And they're like, fantastic. This is great. But I've personally seen it. I've seen that look of disbelief that like, I just got all of this taken care of. My entire honey-do list is punched for a great price. And I don't ever have to worry about this stuff again. It just, the box is checked and people love it. People love it.
I mean, I went through some of your services from gutter cleaning to window cleaning to pressure washing, never even thought. I don't know a single person, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know one person in my circle that has ever drained a hot water heater. I'm sorry. I don't know anyone. I have seen 1,000 videos of sludge coming out of the broken ones when they're being replaced and they cross-section cut it. I don't know anyone that has ever hooked up a hose and actually flushed that thing out. And you're doing that. Range hoods, AC coils. Right? I mean, solar panels, everybody wants solar. Nobody wants to clean them. Like there's so much going on here. And this is monthly recurring. Are these like deal with me as the homeowner? I just hire you and I pick my package. I pay you monthly. How does that work?
I'm glad that you asked that question because I'll set the table here just briefly and say, I'm an attorney, right? So I've dealt with just countless people being upset with everything from home warranty companies to all kinds of subscription services, right? And so generally, I've avoided that because if I'm being honest with you, if you perform a HomeSmiles complete home care package on your property once a year, you're ahead of 90% of the population, right? And I'm gonna tangent here, then I'll come right back. The real value in Home Smiles is the fact that is our expertise in the area that we serve and the services that we provide. That's the real expertise and the real value. Because when we come in and we're out there, let's say we're out at your house, we're just doing gutter cleaning and window cleaning, and the technician says, "Hey, while we're here, we also offer these services. I see you've got some tricycles in the driveway. Dry vent cleaning, really important. Avoid any home fires." And the man or the woman of the house will say, "Hey, not a problem. You know, I clean my dryer vent every time I do the laundry. I just pull out the little thing and clean it." And we will say, "Hey, that's the lint trap. But let me walk you around the side of the house and show you what I'm talking about." And we'll walk around out there and you'll see all the lint coming out of the dryer vent, showing us that this dryer vent is clearly impacted, right? It absolutely has to be cleaned. And they will look at it and we'll say, "This is what needs to be cleaned." And we'll explain the process. And they'll say, "Wow, thank you for telling me that. I didn't even know." Sometimes they'll go in and they'll run a little YouTube or a Google search to see, you know, are we trying to sell them something that they don't need? But then they see dryer vent fires and they come out and they go, "Hey, you know, thank you so much, you know, for bringing that to my attention. Yes, let's add that to the package." That's the true value of what we provide. And I could go on and on when it comes to carbons and smokes. We see carbon and smoke alarms all the time where they'll say, "Oh, I know it's working. It's fine because I just changed the battery." But it's expired. It's not going to work. All that battery does, that tester, is it just a little interrupter to show you that battery's good. Mm-hmm. But it's clearly expired. And those are the types of, that's the true value that we bring to the table, you know, for the homeowner and or property owner. So when it comes to your question on subscription, so historically, you would just call and say, "I need these services." And then you would either choose our Essential, Essential Plus, or our Complete Home Care package. Now we are offering a subscription service. It just rolled out this year. And I am so tickled pink about this product that I can, again, I'm back to the same situation. I can hardly sleep again at night. So what the Home Smiles 365 is we come out four times a year and we provide a seasonal service. So a spring, summer, fall, winter service. It has just been absolutely amazing for the platform. And I can talk about that in a minute. And the price for that is approximately $79 per month. So for less than you're paying your gardener, you don't ever, holy mackerel, right? You don't ever have to worry about home maintenance ever again. So, and you know, I'm not going to go through all the seasonal offerings, but you know, you can kind of use common sense to apply them. In the fall, we're going to come out and we're going to do the gutter cleaning, the dryer vent cleaning. In the spring, we're going to come out and we're going to do the window cleaning. In the summer, we're going to come out and do your pressure washing, along with about four or five additional services at the same time. And there's a lot of double ups. So every time that we come out, we're going to change your furnace filter. Every time that we come out, we're going to do, or twice a year, we do your garbage can cleaning, right? So it's really just,
I love it.
Putting your home on auto.
I really do.
Putting your home on off. Putting your home on autopilot and never having to worry about
this
it.
This is great. And it's affordable. It's not like, yeah, of course you're offering all these services. I mean, look at the price. The price is reasonable. It's very reasonable. I hire a pressure washing guy to come out to my house. They want hundreds of dollars just for the one service.
Yep. Yeah. And it really what it boils down to for me is, I mean, my home in California, I pay about $100 and change a month for gardening, you know, and that, to be honest with you, that's pure vanity,
right?
That's all that it is. I want clean lawn and everything blown off, but it has nothing to do with taking care of really what is most people's most valuable asset is their home. I mean, that's the most valuable asset they own. And above and beyond that, the occupants of the home are the most important people in their lives. So keeping that home safe and avoiding deferred maintenance for less than what you're paying on landscaping or gardening. I mean, to me, I don't see how you say no. And that's kind of what we're seeing at the sales center and across the country.
Love it. So there's no license. Everyone listening, there's no licensing requirements to do this. Anyone can get involved in this business. Obviously, you have your criteria. And I've heard on the street that you're highly selective as to who you allow in your culture to represent the brand, right? They have to check some boxes for you. as they say, you can't just fog a mirror, you know, right? You have to be able to add a little more value than that, speak to people, know how to sell, right? Just know how to manage people, have that energy, passion for wanting to help people, all that stuff. I just for the audience, I have to go through some of these things because a lot of people listening are saying, I have never done any of these things. Like, and I know that some of them are basic, like gutter cleaning, window cleaning, pressure washing, dryer vent cleaning, water heater drainage, range hood filter cleaning, AC, no one's ever done that, AC coil cleaning, okay? No one's really ever cleaned their AC coil. Whole home soft washing or solar panel cleaning, no one's ever done that either. P-trap cleaning, no one deals with a P-trap until the P-trap is clogged, right? There's no preventive maintenance on it. They wait for the problem. HVAC filter replacement, that's common, but it's not common enough. The frequency at which people do it, it's filthy. They don't get ahead of it. And that's why their coil gets dirty on the interior of the house, the air handler. Carbon monoxide detector testing and battery replacement. In addition, smoke alarm testing and battery replacement. Trash can and recycling can cleaning. Doubt and spout cleaning. I also heard you clean, again, no one has ever done this on the call. You clean the coil on the refrigerator to optimize its energy usage and obviously functionality and longevity. Wild.
Absolutely. Thank you for going over all those. Really, they boil down into three buckets. They boil down into avoiding deferred maintenance. So that's gutters on the outside of your house and, you know, having to replace all your fascia boards and other foundational issues that you could have if you're not maintaining those, right? So deferred maintenance, number one. Number two is safety, right? So that's your dryer vent, your carbons, your smokes, pressure washing in some respect. And the third one is energy savings. So when you mentioned the AC coil, so just to put this in perspective, as a real estate investor, my partner and I have 300 plus units in Silicon Valley that we've been buying since the late 80s, right? So when I speak to these things, I speak from the perspective of experience. And when I say experience, it's not only experience in management, but the experience in having to pay for these things, right? So I have written $60,000 checks because of gutter cleaning systems that weren't maintained and what it has done to the building and coming across fascia and down the soffits and dry rotting an entire two-story building exterior wall. That's what I'm talking about in that respect. Energy savings is huge, right? What we actually have a slide on our system that we'd use in training regarding energy savings, and it's part of our sales process, that especially in high cost energy states such as California, New York, some parts of New England, Florida, and others, what we have found is by performing a home smile service on your property, you're literally paying for the service in energy savings. The energy savings pays for the cost of the service. The dryer is the main one. The water heater is huge. You know, spinning back to that, our company that manages our rental properties used to buy quarterly 6 50-gallon and one high 100-gallon high capacity recirculating water heater system, right? Because they were constantly going out all the time, just constantly, right? And once we started running home swells across the entire platform, the company called and said, hey, turn that order off. Like, the storage locker's full, we don't need it anymore. And I can speak literally, I can tell you right now, I can keep a water heater running to the point that they will take it and put it in the Smithsonian, because it's all maintenance. It's all just annual drainage, changing that anode rod on every 4 to 5 years, and that thing will run forever. Wow. But people don't, and again, this spins back to the expertise. The range hood filter that you mentioned, you're like, hey, nobody does this, right? This is not on anybody's honey-do list, but it should be, right? As a real estate investor, I've had two fires in the history of owning properties. They have both, prior to Home Smiles implementation, they both came from that range hood filter. So what happens is it gets just sucked full of grease, right? You got a fan that's sucking everything up. All the grease from everything you're cooking is going into that filter. It is literally an incendiary device. And so you get one touch of a little flame hits that thing. Now what happens is that filter is burning, but all the flames are going straight up because it's getting sucked up by the fan. You don't even know it, but your house is on fire. And then what's in that flue?
Grease.
More grease, right? And that thing will just burn, and you turn every kitchen lights off, everything, clean everything up, you go back to sleep, and your entire attic is on fire. And I've had that happen twice. I mean, and that's a very high incident rate. So those are the types of things that we bring to the table. And there's a story behind all of them, which is what we love. But it's really, the whole purpose here is to, you know, save you time, save you money, put your home on autopilot, go spend your time with your family, with your friends, go to the beach, play golf, you know, spend more time at work if that's your thing, whatever you want to do, but you don't have to worry about your home or your property ever again.
I love it. I love that you're quantifying. It was one of my questions for today. Have you quantified? So a homeowner or tenant calls up and says, hey, I need a new dryer because I'm running three cycles to dry what used to dry in one. Like, what is the value of those added two cycles to no longer have to do that any longer? Because you don't need a new dryer. You need to clean out the duct, the vent. So it's like, have you been able to quantify some of this? It sounds like you have.
Well, thankfully, we didn't have to because the data is out there. So if you just run a very simple Google search, and again, it's dependent upon your area, right? If you're what your energy cost is, because some states are much higher than others. But there's Google data out there on, you know, what is the energy savings of having a clean dryer vent? And there's a value associated with it. So we did the same thing for every item.
So it pays for itself, essentially. I love it. Where's the money in the franchise? The listeners are all prospective franchisees. People listening to the show, that they're interested in engaging with the brand. Where is the money being made? Meaning, is it, Cliff, all the money goes to Essential Plus? It's 80% of our revenue. Like, where does the revenue go in the company?
Great question, Cliff. It's the real value of the franchise, in my opinion, is the recurring revenue aspect of it, right? Every day of the week. I've never seen, you know, so my background, real estate attorney, but also work with emerging companies in Silicon Valley. I've never seen a business model like this where the recurring revenue is so clear. It's, you know, I was listening to other podcasts, you know, your prior podcasts, and a lot of franchise models. Yeah, you're going to touch that customer again at some point in time, but most people are going to get their gutters cleaned every year. Most people, especially, I'll put it in this context. So we have countless numbers of property management companies that, in my personal experience, like for our corporate owned franchise in San Mateo County, not once have we ever brought on a property management company that hasn't come back the following year. Not once. They always come back. Because they've never had access to a brand like this before, where they can come to them and say, hey, these are all the things that they need. They need gutter cleaning, window cleaning, pressure washing, solar panel cleaning, dryer vent cleaning. They need these things, right? And they need a reliable vendor to provide them. This industry has historically been fragmented, right? And so, yes, you've had pressure washing companies, dryer vent cleaning companies, gutter cleaning companies, but it's been highly fragmented. So now when we come in and say, hey, we are aspirin for property management companies, we're aspirin for facility management companies, our job is to take your headache away. You don't have to schedule all these different vendors. You can make one click, one call, we'll take care of it. And they just love it because we're not a here today, gone tomorrow company. We're in a nationwide brand. They know that we're going to be here next year and the year after. And it just takes a huge load off of their system, especially in the B2B side of what we do. The fact that they can come to us and get all of this done, that is a complete game changer. Complete game changer. So, spinning back to your original question, where is the where's the value in this? It's the recurring revenue. Also, the fact that we encourage our franchisees to get 6 inches wide, 6 miles deep in their territory, right? When they launch, we want them coming out. We want them at home shows. We want them at the farmer's market. We want them going out and glad handing with real estate agents, property managers, facilities managers. And that residential is going to provide a framework, a foundation for your company for, you know, just for future success. However, what happens is as you're rolling around, the property management companies come in through the sales center, facility managers come in through the sales center. We've had, you know, multiple POs in excess of 300,000. We've had, you know, it's very common that we'll do, you know, 2,000 dryer vents in a month for a property management company, or, you know, 50 buildings for a property management company in a month, or we'll get a list of them from them for 150 homes, right? So these POs get large. And so that B2B side is really what escalates the top line sales of our franchisees as they continue to build their residential book of business as well.
You may be the first B2B, B2C, and B2G business to government, right, that I have ever had on the show. And quite frankly, I don't know that I know another brand that is playing in all of those channels and not in a limited way. Like, you're doing property managers, facility managers, you're doing hotel, colleges, you're then marketing to realtors, and then you flip over to HOAs, then you're targeting restaurants and retirement communities. And your attitude is, wait a second, time out. If it has a roof, we're in. Like, that's really it's not like, well, what do you guys market to? Does it have a roof? Yes. Then I'm targeting it. It's on my list to be targeted, because with that roof comes everything underneath that roof. And those are the things that need to be maintained. And under that roof, there's definitely liability hidden under that roof. So you're just a great mitigator of liability for everyone, for the realtor, for the property management company, for the landlord. It's phenomenal. It's a very unique brand that you've built. And I know you kind of built it. The fact that you're managing, you managed 300 doors, not manage, you own 300 doors with a partner. You outsource to a management company, or no longer? Now you manage your own 300 doors.
No, we've always outsourced. But the reason why the whole list was put together, as we were talking about at the beginning of the call, was because I couldn't find anybody to do this. And that's why we started. That's why Home Smiles was started, really, because neither the property management company that we had nor any other property management company could I go to them and say, I need you guys to do this entire list. And the reason why is because property management companies, God bless them, they're really designed to collect rents, you know, run profit and loss reports, income and expense, turnover units. They're great with that. Lease units, they're terrific with that. But they don't have the staffing to send out somebody to do what Home Smiles does, which at the end of the day is really what's going to move the needle and reduce the liability. I like to say this, you know, I am in no way any type of visionary. I just had a huge headache and I couldn't sleep at night. And I was really, really, really concerned. And I would love to say that I saw this coming. I didn't. I did not in any way, shape, or form. I just needed to solve my own problem. But when I solved it for myself, it became apparent after the fact, hey, if I've got this problem, every other property management company, facility manager, real estate agent, everybody else, they got the same problem. And that's what happened. Yep. The van started rolling around in San Mateo County, and then the phone just started ringing off the hook.
What just said is like rule number one: want to create wealth in America? Find a problem, solve it. Find a void, fill it. And you did it. You found a problem. There's an issue here. I love it. Let's get into some unit economics. What is the average ticket? And maybe the average ticket is really, you know, varying based on the fact that you're in B2B, B2C, and government, right? So in your words, like, where's the average ticket in these verticals? Where's the money?
So great question. And you're 100% correct, right? Depending upon whether it's B2C, B2B, or B2Quasi-G, and just touching on that quasi-G, we do Stanford University, hospitals, colleges, universities. We've done the U.S. FDA facility. We did, that was a very proud moment for us. One of our franchisees did the Lawrence Livermore Labs. That was awesome. And again, all of this is going to need to be, you know, redone. I think the USDA facility contract that one of our franchisees has, I want to say that's quarterly, and it's like a four-year contract. But, you know, also, I mean, city beautification communities, sidewalks, you know, libraries, everybody needs what we're doing. And it's the bundling aspect. It's the aggregation that they love. And you also made a comment about rooftops, and, you know, really where that came from was just taking off in an airplane one day and looking down and seeing all the rooftops. And it dawned on me again, after HomeSmiles had been formed, that every single one of those rooftops is a client. They all need something. So back to unit economics. So the really our franchisees, when they stabilize, it's approximately 50-50. It does get to 60-40, but just say 50-50 on the business to consumer and then business to business side of things. In the business to consumer bucket, the average ticket is around $389, and then on the commercial side, it's much higher. But it gets, I don't want to throw that number out there if you don't mind, because it gets highly skewed by these very large POs. So Stanford University, that we've done multiple times, that's a $300,000 PO. We do a lot of work with Graystar Nationwide. They're one of America's largest apartment management companies. And we'll do, you know, $40,000, $20,000, $30,000 POs for them all the time, because we'll do, you know, two communities of drive-in cleaning. We had one of our franchisees, I think he just redid it. I saw in the reports for May that they'll do 3,000 dryer vents in a month, right? And then at the same time, what Graystar loves is they will say, hey, while you're, or our franchisee will say to them, hey, while we're out here doing the dryer vents, we can also hit these gutter systems real quick. And also we'll pressure wash and window clean the front facades and the buildings as well. And they love that. Yeah. Right. So, but those POs can get pretty high, and it skews the mean or the median is the best way to put it.
What does it cost to invest in this brand?
I like to throw everybody right back to the FDD. The new FDD just came out, but it's right in that 149 to 200 range.
These are all employees that are performing all of these services.
Yes. And it's, and I'll tell you what, it's very important, and I'll tell you why. A lot of these companies, so Citywide, Nationwide Franchise, great franchise system. I mean, really great people over there, great corporate culture. But they will not allow you as a vendor to come in and then sub out. They won't allow, right? You've got, and they, that's why they love HomeSmiles. Hey, we're coming in. We've got our own people. They're all trained, and we're providing the services. And a lot of vendors are that way. They're starting to lock that down, because they're just not seeing the performance metrics. If you allow somebody to come and take the contract and sub it out. So I think that that's very important. The our training regimen, since you brought it up, is extensive. It's for our technicians, it's a week, a full week. In addition to, above and beyond that, what you can imagine, full video library, full training manuals, everything else. But at the end of the day, as I'm fond of saying around the office, and I say it all the time, it's not rocket science, right? Remember, we're not amending, altering, repairing, or replacing. We're cleaning. So, and it's really the tooling and the systems are what make it easy to train for, I guess is the best way to put it.
Wow. Okay. Do you know the 24 item 19 off the top of your head? Can you give me any unit economic numbers or net numbers? Because what I'm looking at is from 23, and in 23, you were netting the item 19 and the 2023 performance, fully managed. It was netting around 100 with a 24% net. Man,
that's the San Mateo corporate owned location. I think that you're looking at. And if you're looking at that FDD, I want to say it goes up to a 31% profit margin on the franchise system. And our new FDD that just came out, literally, as you know, recently, its profit margins are about the same, 24 to 31%. Our oldest, the franchises that are a couple of years in are now just knocking on, I want to say 998,000. I clenched my fist, right, when they didn't break a million. But what we're seeing is clearly every year the numbers are getting better. And that's the result of two things, right? It's a result of the maturity of the franchises as they continue to mature, number one. And number two, it's the maturity of the franchise system.
Yeah, I know. You're a sophisticated guy, so you sound like this is a more, you know, mature system. The audience needs to understand this brand sold the first franchise 5 years ago. This is a young brand. Over a hundred, what are you up to now? Over 100 sold, as what I've read.
Territories were over 150.
Wow.
Operating locations right now is, I checked yesterday to get ready for you. Operating locations is over 60. We have about another 10 that are in development. We don't have a lot of snow on the ground. And we open pretty quickly. It takes us about, there is a van that needs to be ordered and built, but we've got a great vendor for that. So it's about a month and a half from signing to opening.
Unbelievable. It's impressive. What is the now that we've discussed that this is not subbed out, what is the labor model? And let's just use this as an example. If I were doing $1 million, let's just use $1 million in revenue as an example in this business, what does my labor model look like at $1 million? How many vehicles, how many techs, how many admin?
At a million, you're no longer in the van. You're running your franchise. And there's a couple different ways to go about that. You're either running it yourself, and you've got two teams, but you've got two vans at that point in order to break $1 million. And so each van has got a lead tech and a follow tech. And so you've got about four technicians, five if you have a floater, and then an area manager or those technicians and yourself operating as the area manager.
Jess, wait a second. I can do $500,000 per vehicle in your model?
All day, every day, twice on Tuesday. So you can run the numbers pretty quick, right? And again, you have to keep in mind, you're going to have your residential foundation. That's incredibly important for us, right? I can spin to that in a second, because I hear a lot of franchisees talking about commercial, and I just sit there and I shake my head because I've seen it now firsthand. But you're going to have your residential foundation, incredibly important, and I'll just speak to it right now. A residential order comes in, we're running for you a Google campaign or a Facebook campaign, right? We've got a client, they call in, we get a lead, it comes into the sales center, we book it on Tuesday, it comes in on Tuesday, we book it for Thursday or Friday, your team shows up Thursday or Friday, you get paid on the spot, right? It's a 72-hour cash flow cycle, yeah. Right? On the commercial side, a lot of these large commercial POs, they will come in, you'll get a request, you'll go out and do a bid in, let's say, June, right? But they're accumulating bids for, let's just say, for gutter cleaning on a large HOA. And that could be a $45,000 PO. Fantastic. But that PO goes in, and now it's going to go to a committee. And the committee's going to look at it, then it has to get approved by the board, and that's going to be like August and October. And then they're going to set it for, you know, just November, and then you're not going to get paid for 90 days after that. So that could be like a 6 to 7, 8 month cash flow cycle.
Right.
Right. And so that's important, incredibly important when you're getting a new franchisee opened and you want them coming out of the gate and you want them strong and you want them building a strong foundation. So that's why we focus on coming out into your community, focusing on your local community. We actually brought in, and I've never heard of another system that's done this. So we do training, obviously, like everybody else would. You're going to come in, you're going to go through your checklist, you're going to get ready, you're going to get signed off, you're going to come in for training, you're there for a week, and then you go home and you open. After that, we put you into a boot camp, and it's called our Home Accelerator Program. We hired an outside company to come in and run that. And this guy, his name is Steven, he's fantastic. And he is basically holding you accountable. You meet with him every single week and you're in your training class. So there's six of you or seven of you, depending. And everybody, he's saying, hey, how many door hangers did you get out this week? Hey, how many real estate agents did you meet with? This, that, and the other thing. He's looking at your dashboards, he's running your metrics. It's fantastic. And to me, that's important in order to build that foundation residentially. And then, as I said before, the commercial stuff comes. Like it just comes. It just comes into the sales center because you might have a property manager that's just looking for gutter cleaning on one or two buildings, but you don't know when they come into the sales center that that's the case. but then you give them a great experience, right? Give them the Home Smiles gold standard. They love it. And then they come back with 150 homes, or they come back with, you know, a couple of different communities. So when you're looking at the, as we mentioned before, we can do a complete home care service in 2 hours on a 2,500 square foot home, right? So you take that, our experienced franchises, our mature franchises are doing 3 to 4 of our complete home care services per day. The average on that is about $589 per service, right? So if you multiply that with some add-ons, because what happens with every single service is, oh, can you also pressure wash the gazebo in the backyard? Or, hey, can you add on some pressure washing around the hot tub? Or, hey, we need to change these carbon and smoke alarms. So your average ticket's going to go over that. But they're doing 3 to 4 of those a day. So that's getting you to that, you know, 1,800 to 2,400 range if you're doing 3 to 4. So if you run the math on that, and then really where we start to knock the cover off the ball is when a property management company, we start talking to them, they come to us just for gutter cleaning, or they come to us just for dryer vent cleaning on 150 homes. And this happens frequently. We have multiple that I can speak to personally in San Mateo County, where they start to see the value of getting everything done all at once. And as we're talking to them, so now you're just sitting there, you get an email of 150 homes for complete home care. You're scheduling all that out. So now you're route optimizing like crazy. And so your time on the road is, you're going to leave your location, you're going to go to your first service, and you're there in 10 minutes. And then your next, when you're done with that, your next travel time is 3 minutes, and then 3 minutes after that. So you're route optimizing. So you're getting 4 homes done in a day. And that's where you're going above that 2,000 per day limit, which is, for me, you know, having been in franchising for a while now, that's a great number, phenomenal number for no brick and mortar business, yeah. Right? But as you know, it's all about, you know, building the trust and building that's the right. relationships in your local community. But again, it's not rocket science.
You've got a great guy repping the brand, Gary Landon. I've known Gary for years. Great human being.
Yes. Great guy.
And great guy. When I met him in Florida at a franchise event, he was saying to me, one of the things we instruct our franchisees to do is to get in front of 10 property management companies right out of the gate. Why? Because the average residential property management company will manage 300 doors, right? If you have 10, that's 3,000 doors. Like right out of the gate, 10. You have, now you're playing in traffic with 3,000. As they say, if you play in traffic long enough, you get hit, right? You're getting hit by 3,000 doors. That's a lot of doors, man. I love that strategy. Is that still a strategy today? Out of the gate, out of training, get your 10.
Absolutely. In fact, above and beyond that, what we do is we send out a laminated poster and a Sharpie, and it's got a picture of 10 property management companies. And we want you to target those and knock those down. The reason for that really is you onboard 10 property management companies, which is it's not that difficult, right? They're doing these services every day of the week. I mean, every year they have to do this stuff. It's not optional. It's not an elective procedure.
They're just doing it inefficiently. Doing it insanely inefficiently, yeah. Right?
Yep. Absolutely. And like we mentioned, like we talked about before, you get rid of having to send out, you got 300 doors. I got to send out 300 notices for dryer vent cleaning, and then 300 notices for gutter cleaning, and then 300 notices for interior inspections. I mean, that's a lot of load on the office. So when we come in and we go, hey, time out. We'll do all this. We will bundle it. We'll do it better. We'll give you the after action report. We will give you better pricing. And give you better service. And you only have to send those notices out once. It's a huge load off their shoulders. And so you onboard 10 property management companies, 10 property management companies, your business is stable.
Very cool concept. This was a excellent interview. I've learned an awful lot about your brand. It's super intriguing. I love that you're a disruptor.
It's been an absolute honor to be on your show. I love your show. You know, your experience and your resume is incredibly impressive. And to be spending an hour with a guy like you has been probably the best highlight of my week. So thank you very much.
You're
really
a good
appreciate
man.
It.
And I appreciate those kind words.
Right back
you
at you.
You have a great weekend, my friend. I'll talk to you soon. All right.
You too. You take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Courtney. Bye now. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss out on more great content. And if you're considering investing in a franchise, whether it's the brand you featured today or another opportunity, we're here to help. Visit us at franocity.com. That's FranOcity.com. We love to help you take that next step towards business ownership.